This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, I'm not sure everybody has noticed, but the US they've got a new president.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, they've still got an old one as well.
Well, yes.
He's just been a bit quieter.
But the old one has set up the office of the past president. I mean, what else? But US President Joe Biden has now reserved the option to issue sanction if foreign governments restrict the rights of LGBTIQ people. So trying to issue a memorandum to expand the protections of and the protection on the rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and queer and intersex people worldwide. So potentially using financial sanctions if countries dealings with the US don't do the right thing.
And this is sort of a bit of a carryover from the work that was done in the Obama administration, where they actively used foreign policy to influence LGBTI rights around the world. There's a lot of excitement from advocacy groups playing on that world level at the moment, which is really great.
Yeah, so it's back on the agenda. And I think President Biden's announced that, it was really trying to rebuild US credibility worldwide, yeah, which tells a lot.
Well, the only way is up.
Possibly.
Yeah, it's a small hurdle to get over, really.
And we know that he's already issued an executive order that extends existing federal non-discrimination protection to LGBTIQ people, which all this thing went back during the Trump administration. So it's great to see that things are coming back to normal.
And I saw the Pentagon's put out a message, a media release and all that, saying they are happy for trans people to walk in and join the military today. They're ready. So that's how quickly it snapped back. Mm. Paul, where are you taking us tonight?
Yeah, not so good news. It's Russia. Two gay Chechen men who fled to Russia to avoid torture have been returned to Chechnya and now are in mortal danger by the Russian authorities.
Oh dear, this is not good news at all. We interviewed the director of Welcome to Chechnya, which
David
was
France.
Yeah, an insight into the dangers gay Chechens face.
Yeah, so the two Russians forcibly returned to the authorities in Chechnya. Where, as you say, gay people and other sexual minorities have been facing systematic persecution from the predominantly Muslim Chechnya, where homophobia is widespread, although apparently it doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
There are no gays in Chechnya.
And I think even worse, it is government-sanctioned homophobia. It's happening at the police force. It is happening at the institutional level.
Yeah, so they were originally arrested in Chechnya. They were forced to post a video apology. They escaped to Russia. Their apartment was raided. We don't know why. It just happened to be raided. They were then returned to Chechnya and straight into the hands of the police.
I think after that we need a dose of good news. Let's go to a happy place called Canada, where an amazing dad who has a trans daughter, his daughter is named Ruby and she's 11 years old, he noticed that she was not feeling comfortable when she was going to the beach because she didn't feel like she had clothing that allowed her to fit in. And he started sort of researching online, couldn't find anything that would help his daughter, and lots of other people were having the same problem. So he said, all right, I'll design a new set of swimwear for trans kids, trans girls in particular, featuring smooth compression technology to hide their genitalia. And he recently unveiled this. He's called it after his daughter. They're called the Rubies. And the slogan is, every girl deserves to shine. He said the best businesses are ones that solve real problems. So he's now selling these around the world and getting a great deal of feedback from trans people, including from here in Australia. Don't you love it? That's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.